Tom Grennan, thank you so much for joining me on the Hit List. How's it going?
I'm very well. How are you? It's good to hear you.
Oh, it's so nice to have you on. And congratulations. I cannot believe this moment has finally happened. Evering Road, your brand new album is out now. How are you feeling about it all?
So buzzing that it's out. I'm finally like people can understand the journey of Evering Road and kind of see what went on and hear what went on. And this album is such a personal record to me and means the world to me, and it's the most honest I've ever been. So for it to finally be able to be living in other people's lives, it's just amazing. And it's not just my album, it's our album, and I'm just so happy and I'm so proud of it. So yeah, it feels good.
Can you give me three non-boring words to describe the album?
Yeah, it's love.
Yeah.
Heartbreak.
Oh.
And redemption.
Oh, nice choice. I like that. Can you kind of like tell us a little bit about it? Because obviously you've said yourself that you've been so honest. It must be kind of scary putting out an album where you're really showing like the vulnerability of you.
Yeah. So this whole album is the story of Evering Road. And when I was writing this album and when I was in this relationship that I was in, I realized that I was probably the toxic one in the relationship. I let lots of things get in the way of this relationship. But not only that, during this relationship, I didn't love myself and I couldn't love anybody else before loving myself. And I was just, I had a lot of demons at the time and I had a lot of things going on, and I had to take myself away from that relationship to try and understand the path that I was on and try to understand where I wanted to be in life. And this whole album is about that. And unfortunately, like, I broke somebody's heart through it. I broke my own heart through it. But like I say, I needed to love myself, and at that time I didn't. But now I do, and I'm so, so happy. And I'm a different man now. But Evering Road is all about that time.
Oh, that's so lovely. And I actually read the other day that you did an interview and actually went back to the road itself. How was that? Because that must have been quite like emotional. Like, I don't know, I think I would have felt a little bit sort of anxious and weird about it.
Yeah, like, there is a weirdness about it, don't get me wrong. But I decided to call my album that. So I kind of expected to go back there and it's always going to be a part of my life, you know. I've even got it tattooed on my rib.
What, the name of the name of the road and the album?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Amazing.
So like, it's always going to be a part of me, but obviously it was a bit weird going back, but we weren't there for too long, so it's all right. But I'm hoping this album like becomes the new Abbey Road. Hoping like this album like just lives in other people's lives and people visit this road, and I don't know, I just want it to, it's an important street and it's an important part of my life. And hopefully this album will be an important album for other people in their own little ways, you know what I mean? I think it's going to talk to a lot of people. I think this album is going to be a bit of a pass the parcel album. I feel like people are going to listen to it and go, oh gosh, I've been here, or I'm going through that, and we'll have other people who have been there or going through that. And I feel like people are going to pass that on, and it's going to help a lot of people. That's what I hope anyway.
I think it definitely puts Evering Road on the map as well. Definitely. It's going to be like a destination now that people are going to want to visit. I love the little video you did with your dad, Martin, the other day, where he listened to your album for the first time. It's so lovely, because obviously your relationship with your dad is normally like really jokey and stuff, but it was actually really moving. Why did you decide to kind of hold it back and play it to him in that way?
I think, because like you said, me and my dad's relationship is very like laugh and joke around, you know what I mean? And this is quite a serious album. Even though it's an uplifting album, it's a deep album. And I don't think my dad has ever like heard me kind of sing the way I sing on the album. And I don't feel like he's ever heard me like write the way I've written. So I just wanted to see what his opinions was and to see like if he loved it or not. And his reaction was so, like you say, it was so nice, and it was, for him it was like watching a film, that's what he said. And Yeah, it was just a nice moment, I think.
And like obviously we say like it is really moving, it is really sweet, but there are really funny little moments in it because some of the words
Oh, I know,
he
yeah.
used, some of
I
the
know.
words he used to describe it is so funny. Like he called you mighty, which I just love.
I
feel
know.
Like this is such an underrated word. And also
Yeah.
he said your voice was unhuman. I'm like, oh,
I know.
like the alien Tom Grennan. I like it.
Yeah, he's a proud dad. He's a definitely a proud
Oh, I
dad.
feel like you need to get some of these little comments like on the front of the actual albums, you know what I mean? Like the mighty Tom
Yeah.
Grennan for sure. Now, can we really quickly talk about the video for a little bit of love? Oh
Yeah.
my gosh, I was so sucked in from like the minute it started. It's like literally a movie. What
Yeah.
inspired the story? Because it basically, in case you haven't seen it, it's about you and little boy who sort of plays the part of your younger brother.
Yeah. So basically, like when I was writing Little Bit of Love, this is what I just said earlier, like about me not loving myself and not like knowing where I was in life. And I went back to my mum and dad's house and my where my brother lives and where my family is. And it was there where I first kind of got back to that unconditional love. And this is what unconditional love is. And I feel like everybody deserves love, no matter who you are, what you are, or where you're from. And I feel like my brother made me understand that again. My brother's younger than me. He's now 20, but like just having that kind of brotherly love and him say he, I remember him saying to me, like, it doesn't matter what you've done or where you've been, I'm always going to love you. And I feel like that really just hit me. And it's, that's coming from a younger boy and my little brother. And I feel like there's always this thing of like, oh, I needed to be this older brother, but I feel like he inspired me on that one. And I'm so grateful for that.
Also, this is so random. Can we talk about the question mark tattoo that you have on your neck? What is it? Because it's backwards.
Yeah, so there's this, it means nothing. it was a mistake. Basically, I was in Cuba and I just went into this random house. It was like this guy's house, and I heard the tattoo gun going off, and I like popped my head in the window. I was like, "You doing tattoos?" And he couldn't really speak English, and I walked in, and I don't know why or what made me get a question mark, but I did it, and he put it onto my neck, and I was like, "Oh no, it's the wrong way around." And he was like, "Are you sure, man? Are you sure?" I was like, "Yeah, it's the wrong way around." So then he was like, "Okay, man, you're okay," and he put it on. He did it, and then I went back to where I was eating and who I was with at the time, and she was like, "Oh my God, Thomas, the wrong way around." I was like, "No, it isn't. No, it isn't." And then I went to the toilet and to find the mirror. I was like, and I realized that it's the right way around for me, but the wrong way around for everybody else. But I'm so glad that happened because it's now a rhetorical question.
Tom, that has honestly killed me. I genuinely thought you were going to say, like, oh, there's a deep meaning behind it. In this language,
no,
it means this or
no
something. And you're just like,
no.
It killed me. Oh, that is so funny. Also, really quickly, you tweeted the other day about lads in Topshop 2006 Clubber commenting on your Clubber. What are these people
yeah.
saying? What do you say back to them? Do you choose to ignore them? Are you like, what are you even on about? Like, I wear what I want.
Yeah, like, don't get me wrong, I get a lot of stick from loads of people about what I wear, but I've always been like that. From like when I was in school, from to now, I've always had that. But I like what I wear, and to be honest, I don't care what anybody thinks about what I wear. If I like it and it makes me feel good, then I'm gonna do it. And sometimes it doesn't work, sometimes it does, but I'll learn that out for myself and not take any advice off anybody about fashion, because everybody's fashion is their own fashion.
Yes,
Do you
I'm
know what
here
I mean?
For this 100%. Well, Tom Grennan,
100.
Thank you so much for talking to me on the Hit List. Massive
Thank you
congrats
so much.
On your brand new album, Evering Road, which is out now. And you know what? I'm going to play a little bit of Love on KMFM right
Thank
now.
You
Do you want to
so
introduce
much.
It?
Yes, everybody, turn it up. This is Little Bit of Love. I love you loads. Be happy and keep safe.